What's up?
What's up, witches?
I'm John.
I'm Linda.
And this is Getting Witchy.
Yes.
This is, well, it's a random ass video. Yeah. We don't really, I mean, we haven't gotten, it's not time for Litha.
No.
We're
still doing our research on the Aboriginal and Native pantheons.
Yeah, and no. I mean, yes, that is the process we are going through right now is research, but I'll be honest, like, I've not been able to do other than since I mentioned to you, I was the day after the last recording.
Okay.
I was doing research then because I wanted to get on it because I know I procrastinate. And I sent you something, and then you sent me something, which I saved. And it took me 3 days to even look at what you sent me. Because, like, literally three days later, I was like, I needed to do some research. I wanted to do research on this subject, on the Aboriginal and Indigenous belief systems. And was like, well, she just sent me. Let me see what she sent me. Because you said you might like this or something to that effect.
You might find this interesting.
Yes, you might find this interesting. And you weren't wrong, but it took me 3 days to realize that because, like, life, it's,
I know.
You know, when we're trying to pay a rent on something that, a home that, what, 10 years ago, not even 10 years, 5 years ago, would have literally been half the cost.
Right.
But still making the same, like, y'all know what we're talking about. Everybody's in the same freaking boat.
Right. Cost of living is going up, but
Way up.
But wages are not.
It's skyrocketed, actually.
But wages are not.
So, you know, it's been kind of busy trying to get stuff done and figure out how we're going to get stuff done.
Right.
So I've not done all, I mean, I get distracted pretty easily anyway, but, so.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. Yeah. Squirrel. You know, there's a customer that comes to my store that looks just like the fucking dude in Up. Swear to God. If you put an image of him next to the cartoon character in Up, the old man, I swear to God, he does. And I have wanted so many times to say, dude, has anybody ever told you you look like this character? But every time I see him, I don't remember the character's name. I mean, the old man from Up is kind of, could be construed as rude. Because he's an older gentleman.
Right.
But anyway, he looks just like, again, squirrel. I just got a sidetrack. See, and I do that shit with myself all the freaking time. So, I am falling behind on my research. I don't know about you.
Well, I am, but only because...
Well, you're getting ready for this, by the way. We have an event this Saturday.
Yes.
The 11th in Gilbert. And it's called...
The Wildish Mama Market.
Wildish Mama Market. Whether you buy something or not, if you are in the East Valley or Valley area and want to stop by... Please stop by.
Yeah. We're going to be at Mother Nature's Farm in Gilbert. I don't quite remember the address, but it's on Baseline between...
Is that where the pumpkin patch is?
Yes.
I used to live in... So there's a huge area. So just...
I want to say it's between Stapley and Gilbert.
Just west of... Well, I don't know about that. I think it might be a little bit past Gilbert even. I mean, Stapley even. But west of Gilbert, for sure. West of Gilbert. It'll be on the south side if you're coming from Gilbert. There's a huge pumpkin patch. And it may even go, like, at one side and the other side of Stapley. Like, it's big.
Yeah, it's
a big freaking place. And the last time I drove past it, they had... an old U.S. Army troop truck.
Really?
In the front of it, yep.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that, but I know, like, in one area, they have an old tractor that you can, like, get up,
maybe,
climb up on and take pictures and stuff like that.
I don't think I would confuse a tractor with a troop truck, but,
no,
I mean...
No, definitely would not.
But I remember the tractor, too, though. Anyway, it's just, it's not just, because it's a little bit, because Stapley's not just after Gilbert Road, but...
No, it's... I'll have to look up the address, but it's if you're on Baseline heading east after Stapley, like, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's
or west from Gilbert, you can't miss it. So, yeah, that makes sense. That's a big area.
That is a big area.
Cool, that'll be fun.
I know, that's going to be
It's going to be fun.
And the fact that we can actually sell stuff
yes.
at this one is going to be...
Yeah, we're going to have deodorant, of course, essential oil blends, and would they have the ability to order something custom? Will you have... I mean, why wouldn't we take...
I will have my essential oils with me, so if they want to do a custom blend, absolutely, we can do that.
That would be probably...
We're also going to have some tinctures and some... lip balms and some bath bombs and bath salts.
Nice.
We're going to have some more wish powder with us. I need to make some more.
The fucking kids, excuse me, but the kids love that wish powder. Oh my goodness.
Well, and even parents
yes.
who had young kids loved the idea of wish powder to keep the magic alive. So we're going to have some more of that. We're going to have some Harmony powder with us.
I would say get out of my head, but I don't want you to. We belong here.
Yes.
And here. Because I was literally, I just thought of, oh, what about Harmony powder?
Yes, we're going to have that.
Okay. And I love, it freaking worked. I can't really get into details because, well, this is on social media. But it was a loved one, and the Harmony powder brought balance and peace, and it wasn't artificial. It was that both individuals, me being one of them, just kind of, I don't know, it was kind of weird when I remembered to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Just things just fell into place, and boundaries were respected, and it was cool. Right. So, I mean, the name aside, the shit works.
Yes.
And it's not shit, but you guys know what I mean. I grew up in the 70s, so anyway. Yeah, so we're going to be there, and we hope to see you. We should do some kind of a contest.
Okay, what do you want to do?
No. I mean, we were just talking about this before this.
Right.
But I was hoping that maybe something would pop for either one of us while we were actually recording as like a, you know, the light bulb type of thing. But it's just not. But, oh!
Well, I mean, we do already have our Instagram contest.
Contest going, yeah. But I meant something for
YouTube.
Just...
Or the podcast?
Well, yes, I did mention one just for YouTube because we have 11 subscribers.
We do.
Only two of them are visible because somehow or some way the others have made them. I've gone through the settings of Facebook and Messenger, but not of YouTube. I'm just addicted to shorts.
Right.
And stories, but
yeah, you can keep your subscriptions hidden or private. And if you choose to keep them private, then whoever you subscribe to, they'll know they have a subscriber, but they won't know who it is.
Right. So, because when she initially said, "Hey, we have subscribers," I was like, "Let's give something to the first subscriber." But because most of them were hidden. Literally, most of them, there are two visible subscribers out of 11. It's kind of hard to know who was the first.
Right.
But thank you. we appreciate you. We don't, as a rule, I think we've talked about this too off camera, that I'm not going to ask for subscribers.
Right.
I'm not going to ask you to like.
We did that once and you didn't like the way it felt, and so we haven't done it since.
I'm not.
I didn't like the way it felt either.
I'm not going to beg somebody to like me. Like, right. That's how I feel that is. Like, we're putting this out here for you and for us because we find it fun. And yes. And even, I mean, let's be realistic. Neither one of us know everything. You've got 20 years more experience in witchcraft. However, and following the pantheons than I do. But you're still learning things. Yes. When we have to do our research, we are actually doing research because, you know, it's not like we can just pull this information out of our heads or out of our butts, so to speak.
No.
Because we know it automatically. Like, it's interesting to me, and it's the different, like the pantheons we're doing right now,
right,
is fascinating to me. Some of it I already knew. Some of it I knew because of literature and now movies. Right. But you still learn something. Yes. So it's been a blast. And so we're doing it for you, but we're doing it for us too. But I just wanted to say I appreciate each and every one of our subscribers. Even though there was something that said that some of them may be fake. When there's something in there, either they've turned off public.
Right. Either they have turned off, are keeping their subscriptions private, or it's a fake subscription, but
we don't know what a fake subscription, explain what a fake subscription is. Either way, thank you to those of you who have subscribed, and although we don't ask you to subscribe and like, because honestly, I give zero, you know what, if you don't like it, because like I said, we're putting it out for us too.
Right.
But we do appreciate you, and we hope you learn something and have learned something. And again, we've mentioned this before. If you have something you're curious about, whether or not you've done research on your own, but want to get maybe our opinion on it, not that our opinion is, you know, like the end all be all, but we definitely have two different views of things, and we have expressed them.
Yep.
Our recordings, casts, as it were. Please ask.
Oh yeah, that's something I totally forgot that I was notified about this morning.
What's that?
But we now have the option of activating.
I thought there was something hanging out. I'm pulling my hair. Activating what?
Activating a new feature on our podcast where people can actually send us a text message. So I need to actually go into
as our opposed server. To a message within the, like with YouTube.
So
you this can would, actually like
this would actually be more for our audio listeners.
Okay.
I think because it's off of the server that the audio podcast is on.
Gotcha.
But once I activate it, there will be a link in every single one of our episodes where it will basically say, text the podcast, and they will be able to send us a text message. So if we do an episode where we say, hey, you know, like, what are your thoughts about this? Send us a text message. They'll be able to automatically respond, and then we can basically, like, put that in our next episode.
Interesting.
Yes. So
okay,
we're going to have that opportunity.
Now. Well, and there's more downloads than there are downloads of the audio.
Yes.
Than there are of people watching
we're at like,
the videos.
We're at like 800 downloads and like 495 video views.
Which is still pretty good considering
it is.
We're not doing like mainstream shit like gaming and
right.
just dancing and being ridiculously funny. And no dog or cat fucking videos. So, yeah, that's, I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, guys and gals, for that. Is there anything else?
Not that I can think of.
I am trying to quit smoking again, so if any of our viewers are, empathically, what's the word I'm looking for? I had the word and then it was gone. Inclined. If you are inclined to be empathic, send some positive vibes, please. Because I really need to quit. I've done well with cutting back over the last several years, but cutting back isn't cutting it.
No. I think one thing we should mention, though.
What's that?
Because you and I have...
Cleavage?
No. But oh,
sorry.
Something that
Squirrel!
You and I have both dealt with over the past week. And I'm sure a lot of our viewers and listeners have to deal with this, too. If you are having any mental health issues...
Well, I am a mental health issue. Shall I run down the list? Clinically diagnosed. But yes. Especially with the way things are. I mean, gas going up. But we talked about this right. a little bit ago. It's hard.
Cost of living going up, wages not. But also... I think something that a lot of people don't realize is that the eclipse that we had last month.
Yeah.
The Aries Libra eclipse.
Yeah. When you were a raging.
When I was a raging bitch.
I yeah. wasn't going to say bitch. I was yeah. actually. No. I'm not that I was trying to find a different word to mean the same thing, but. You were upset.
Yes. I was very rageaholic. That particular eclipse, I think the purpose of it was to dredge up negative things for the purpose of letting go.
Well, yeah,
and
absolutely.
It took a month or so for me to do it, but...
Well, that was also the... I mean, not the entire month, but a large portion of that month was the energy building up from.
Mm-hmm.
And then... reducing, but you right. still have that energy there.
Right.
So, yeah.
But my point is, if you are having issues, if you are experiencing mental health crises, please seek help.
Depression,
anxiety, there are... hotlines you can call.
And there are things you can do that don't involve pharmaceuticals.
Correct.
I'm not saying for it's a blanket statement that every individual can use something other than pharmaceuticals. I'm not a doctor. My personal beliefs on it are irrelevant. My personal beliefs are based on my experience when I just cut something off completely. And stop taking it because of the way it made me feel and what it made me do.
Right.
I don't, like, who wants to sit there drooling when you're at a dinner table at a restaurant because you took your meds 45 minutes ago?
Right. And I personally have an issue with taking pharmaceuticals because I have a problem with swallowing pills, like a physical issue.
Yeah.
Like, I have
to... Dude, she can't take a fucking aspirin without, like, pushing it all the way back in her tongue, and then still gagging on it with a full glass of freaking water. I understand.
It's a physical issue.
So again, we're not saying don't seek help. Medically.
Actually, we're saying seek help.
Well, I mean, don't if sometimes it's necessary. I know people that are on it. I have a different view of it. I don't feel, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't feel it's necessary as much as they prescribe it.
They do tend to push pharmaceuticals quite a bit.
But I'm not a doctor, so I can't speak on anybody's individual circumstance and situation. But seek out the help. Yes. I've lost someone through suicide.
I have too.
And it's not fun for the survivors.
No.
So, take care of yourself. We love you.
Yes.
Don't know you, but I'm sending the energy out there to you that we love you. And you're important. And you matter.
And most of all, the world needs you.
You matter. And if you weren't here, something would not get accomplished. A life saved or a child encouraged, which could then save a life. I mean, that's one of the things I loved about that movie, Cloud Atlas.
Mm.
Like, everything you do...
Long-ass fucking movie.
It is a long-ass fucking movie. But everything you do affects other people and possibly other lives that you didn't even know about.
So, and it may not even have an effect for a couple hundred years, but it's still going to have an effect.
Great movie, though. If you haven't watched it, if you watch it, you'll understand what we're saying in relation to that movie, because it's long and it's over like five lifetimes.
There's actually like six.
Six, yeah.
Yeah.
Little confusing. I'll admit I had to watch it like four times the first time that I watched it. I literally watched it four times.
I've watched it once and we paused it halfway through and I was so disappointed to find out we were only halfway through.
Yeah, it's three freaking hours. 2 hours and 51 minutes or some shit like that. But anyway, again, Squirrel. Sidetracked myself or us. We love you. There is somebody in your life that loves you, whether you realize it or not. And if you are gone, it will crush them. So seek help. Do whatever you need to do to make this life the best you can. There are lots of options out there. Anyway, I'm going to stop with that because I don't have phone numbers to recite or anything. But everybody has a cell phone. Google helpline. Helpline. Like, take the step. Don't be like the people in our lives that didn't, because they felt so hopeless and helpless. You're not hopeless. And you're not helpless. All it takes is a phone call sometimes. So, we love you.
And keep in mind that when you are going through your darkest moment, you cannot see light without the darkness. So if you're going through a dark time, the light is there.
Anyway, have a great night, guys. I know this is a horrible way to end this, but I don't think we have anything to follow up this. There is no follow up for this because we're talking about life and not giving it up. It's difficult and hard and fucked up and confusing, but we're better off with you in it. And as Bob Marley said, one love.
Peace out, witches.